Now he was not so certain. Perhaps his captors only meant to let him rot there, but he feared he did not have the strength to rot for long. He was growing weaker every day, and it was only a matter of time until Maud's kicks and blows did him serious harm, provided the jailer did not starve him to death first. A few more nights of cold and hunger, and the blue would start calling to him too. He wondered what was happening beyond the walls, such as they were, of his cell. Lord Tywin would surely have sent out riders when the word reached him. Jaime might be leading a host through the mountains of the moon even now, unless he was riding north against Winterfell instead. Did anyone outside the Vale even suspect where Captain Stark had taken him? He wondered what Cersei would do when she heard. The king could order him freed, but would Robert listen to his queen or his hand? Tyrion had no illusions about the king's love for his sister. If Cersei kept her wits about her, she would insist the king sit in judgment of Tyrion himself. Even Ned Stark could scarcely object to that, not without impugning the honor of the king. And Tyrion would be only too glad to take his chances in a trial. Whatever murders they might lay at his door, the Starks had no proof of anything so far as he could see. Let them make their case before the Iron Throne and the Lords of the Land. It would be the end of them, if only Cersei were clever enough to see that.